So you don't have to play Wrangell anymore this season.
I guess that's a bonus. Yeah, we played him 6 times in the last 9 games. That's crazy.
Thoughts overall on the Region 5 tournament?
You know, our whole season was filled with really challenging games, games that came down to just a couple of possessions, low scoring a lot of times, and it was no different at regionals. But the one characteristic I think this team has always shown is, you can use the word grit, in all 3 games at regions, we were behind, except possibly the first game. But no matter what the situation was, this team just showed so much grit, just dug in and played. You know, we were without one of our players at regions, but you would have never known it as far as their attitude and effort on the court. So I'm real happy with just that. That's difficult to do. Just to, you know, just keep fighting forward. And that's a strong characteristic of this group of young men.
Who had great tournaments?
I think a lot of guys contributed, but Jack Engel he just played phenomenal. He really did. He was in double figures, I believe, in every game, and pretty close to that in rebounds also. Just a strong presence for us with lots of energy. And without Kyle being there, he knew he had a bigger responsibility. They don't have an all-tournament team. They pick an all-conference team, but Jack had to be one of the top performers in the tournament for 2A.
Okay. Yeah, did you have individual honors from the tournament?
Yeah, we did. We were well represented. We had 3 guys on the all-conference team, Latham Johnson, Kyle Biggers, and Michael Durkin, all 3 well-deserving, 3 of our really statistical leaders and leaders on the court. Our good sport team was Rick Kumps and Kieran Cabal, just for their positive attitude and their effort every single day. The all-academic team, we have 2 seniors, and they both made it, Latham and Michael. And then Gage Masson has got into our competed in all the free throw contests for us, and he made a respectable number for us. A tough situation for a freshman to be in, so he shot in our free throw contest. And the winner made 25, so there wasn't much chance for anybody else.
Very cool. Free throws made the difference in that that runner-up game to get you second place there, to pull away from Wrangell the second time.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's been one of our things that we've pointed out during the year that we have really struggled with. But again, I think that grit and resilience that the guys have really showed they knew it was important at the end there. And I don't remember what we made. It was made most of them. I think we missed 1 or 2. But and what a tough situation. You know that your chance to go to state is riding on that. And there were a few guys that stepped up and made some big free throws.
What else to say from the region tournament?
It was so nice to have the Pep Band cheerleaders, fans there. My voice is a little tired. I don't remember. It's been a few years, but I don't remember the gym being that loud. And we were on the end with the Pep Band, so I made it a little extra challenging for speaking to the kids. But there was just an electricity in the air, and it was interesting listening to all of the activities directors and the principal for Ketchikan and the superintendent. And there were so many people that were excited that the regionals were going on, that we were in the building, there were fans there. And the effort level in every game that I watched just seemed to be stepped up just a little bit. I think the kids were so excited to be able to compete in front of people in really what's the best, I think, the best regional tournament in the state.